Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your first job, maybe you're starting this summer. Good luck to you. This is your first interaction with the world. I know, looking back on my first job, I feel like I learned a lot. I learned skills that, you know, some I still use, some I don't. I've never tossed a pizza since then, but Barboni's Pizza taught me a lot at 16 years old.
Why don't you make pizza for the family tonight? See if you still got it.
Well, we got baseball tonight.
Oh, and the big game tonight.
The big game tonight. But that's a good idea.
Oh, Victor, after they win tonight.
Victory Pizza?
Victory Pizza from Mom. Have the pizza party at your house. You take care of all of it for the kids.
Okay, now you're going a little too far. Jackie, what was your first job?
You were talking about a candy striper. That was my first job also at Presbyterian Hospital in Whittier.
Can you explain what that is for Anthony?
Yes, it is a volunteer position, and I was young. I was probably 15. I worked in the gift shop. I would walk with a book cart to the room, and if patients wanted books, they could get a book. Delivered flowers to the room. That was pretty much it.
You weren't making candy like Anthony thought.
No, Anthony, no candy. Sorry.
But it sounds like it would be a thing. So who made the candy at the hospital then?
Well, it came boxed, already made. We didn't make candy at the hospital back in the olden days, Anthony.
Yeah, what hospital do you go to that they're just handing out candy?
You need to change the name Candy Striper to something else.
Well, and funny thing, I was going through some boxes in the garage, and I found the dress that I used to wear. It was like a little smock dress, and it was red and white stripes.
There's where the name comes from.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, you feel better about it
that
now?
That was the mix-up right there.
All right. 909 weighing in says, my first job was at 17. Right after graduation, I was a lifeguard at Raging Waters. Such a fun job.
Speaking of fun, here's another one from the 951 saying, I was Chuck E. Cheese. I had to dress up as the mouse, which I'm like, oh, how cool. But it goes on to say, the kids were so mean to me.
I was going to say, that sounds horrible. That does not sound fun at all. 714, my first job was at the snack bar at the beach. I was 15 years old. I'd ride my bike there after band practice, which I also rode my bike to. And I love this part of the text message. He said, now back in the day, we actually had to pedal our bikes. So it was a thing. Electric bikes back then.
We got e-bikes now, baby. Yeah.
If you want to weigh in with your first job, you can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock. Your first job, maybe you're starting this summer. Good luck to you. This is your first interaction with the world. I know, looking back on my first job, I feel like I learned a lot. I learned skills that, you know, some I still use, some I don't. I've never tossed a pizza since then, but Barboni's Pizza taught me a lot at 16 years old.
Why don't you make pizza for the family tonight? See if you still got it.
Well, we got baseball tonight.
Oh, and the big game tonight,
right? The big game tonight. But that's a good idea.
Oh, Victor, after they win tonight.
Victory Pizza?
Victory Pizza from Mom. Have the pizza party at your house. You take care of all of it for the kids.
Okay, now you're going a little too far. Jackie, what was your first job?
You were talking about a candy striper. That was my first job also at Presbyterian Hospital in Whittier.
Can you explain what that is for Anthony?
Yes, it is a volunteer position, and I was young. I was probably 15. I worked in the gift shop. I would walk with a book cart to the room, and if patients wanted books, they could get a book. Delivered flowers to the room. That was pretty much it.
You weren't making candy like Anthony thought.
No, Anthony, no candy. Sorry.
But it sounds like it would be a thing. So who made the candy at the hospital then?
Well, it came boxed, already made. We didn't make candy at the hospital back in the olden days, Anthony.
Yeah, what hospital do you go to that they're just handing out candy?
You need to change the name Candy Striper to something else.
Well, and funny thing, I was going through some boxes in the garage, and I found the dress that I used to wear. It was like a little smock dress, and it was red and white stripes.
There's where the name comes from.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, you feel better about it
that
now?
That was the mix-up right there.
All right. 909 weighing in says, my first job was at 17. Right after graduation, I was a lifeguard at Raging Waters. Such a fun job.
Speaking of fun, here's another one from the 951 saying, I was Chuck E. Cheese. I had to dress up as the mouse. Which I'm like, oh, how cool. But it goes on to say, the kids were so mean to me.
I was going to say, that sounds horrible. That does not sound fun at all. 714, my first job was at the snack bar at the beach. I was 15 years old. I'd ride my bike there after band practice, which I also rode my bike to. And I love this part of the text message. He said, now back in the day, we actually had to pedal our bikes. So it was a thing. No electric bikes back then.
We got e-bikes now, baby.
Yeah. Right now, we're talking about first jobs. And Anthony, you were lucky. Your dad hooked you up with your first job.
He did, yeah. Didn't have to fly anywhere. He let me work at his stainless steel company. I got to kind of come and go as I pleased. It was very easy. And that was right after high school, which I thought, oh, everybody gets their first job right after high school. Mm-mm. Not according to you.
No, that wasn't the case. I was working in high school. When I was 16, I worked at Barboni's Pizza in Rancho Cucamonga.
I mean, the perks had to have been great, though, bringing home free za, right?
Yeah, that is where I found my love of pizza. But I feel like you learn a lot from your first job. That is like your first real world experience. You have your own money. You start to learn about finances. For Gilbert from the 213, you learn some other things because he said, my first job was at a liquor store when I was 15 years old. This is where I fell in love with fighting because we had a lot of people that came in that he needed to take care of it, 15 years old, I guess.
He had to grow up fast.
Right? Vito in Menifee, what was your first job?
I was, believe it or not, 1976, skated in the roller derby with the Los Angeles Thunderbirds organization.
Wow, a professional athlete?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was 17 at the time, and I was waiting for my 18th birthday so I could start serving court documents, serving subpoenas and that type of thing. And I started that in December of 76, and I've been doing it ever since.
You're still doing roller derby?
No. I'm still serving court documents.
Oh, I was like, dang, Vito.
Yeah, no, I skated for about 8 years.
Who do you think would be a better roller derby player, Kelly or myself?
Well, Anthony, I love you, but I think she's a little tougher than you are.
I thought he was going to say Kelly would definitely roll better. Jason in Moreno Valley, let's hear about your first job.
My first job was the Red Robin mascot at Red Robin in Moreno Valley.
What's the mascot? Is it like a bird, right?
It's a Red Robin bird.
Yes.
Would walk around the restaurant on the weekends, and they'd send me out to baseball games and all kinds of things like that.
Anthony, do I need to explain to you what the Jeffrey Giraffe mascot is, too?
I've never seen the Red Robin bird around before. I thought maybe he dressed up as like a burger or something.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.